Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
A great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Carl, what were we listening to there?
That's the Tom Tom Club, Mark.
Oh, why?
Exactly. Is there a reason?
There's a convoluted reason for it.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to hear the convoluted
reason? I don't know. Do we have time? Do we need to get to Tom Ackerman?
Because
he doesn't have
Tom.
Much time.
I'll tell you later.
All right. Tell me later, because I'm interested to know. Tom Ackerman is in studio with us, and there is a big news conference today at 2 p.m. with the Cardinals, and Cardinal fans need to know.
Yeah.
What are they going to talk about?
We're going to carry it on KMOX Live. So this is a sit-down, really, with the media and with Cardinals fans to lay out the future of 2025 and beyond. What the Cardinals are going to tell the media and the fans today, and this will not be popular, but some, I think, will like it. It depends on how they convey this to their fan base. I've said this over and over. It's very important how they explain what this front office reset is. It's a directional thing for the whole organization. They've been ignoring and letting deteriorate their player development, meaning that their philosophy at this point needs to go back to drafting and developing stars and creating pathways of success for these stars. Too many players have gotten away and gotten better elsewhere, and other players have stalled and have not had proper instruction in the minor leagues. So what they're going to announce today, and it'll be interesting how they clarify what this is that Chaim Bloom, their advisor, is going to have more of a full-time role within the organization. He was in charge of the minor league system with the Tampa Bay Rays, which continues to be one of the great minor league organizations. It's in the envy of baseball. He was with them for like 17 years, and then 2.5 years with the Boston Red Sox and an ownership that really did not do him justice. They were kind of jerking him around, and he ended up actually doing a nice job for them, got fired. He will join the Cardinals and take over what is the player development arm of the Cardinals. And they are looking at John Mozeliak's contract expiring in 2025. So that's after next year. He is out, and he has told us that. He's been very candid about that. He's said it over and over on KMOX that there will be a succession plan for him. There will be questions about that today, what that is. The chairman, Bill DeWitt Jr., is going to be there. That's very important because the top of the organization is where all of this falls to, ultimately, and then Mozeliak, and then the front office. What does the front office look like moving forward, and what else will happen? We've said it before. I do not expect, I've said over and over, Ollie Marmol is going to keep his job. He is under contract. He had a contract extension signed early this year. There's no reason to replace Ollie Marmol unless you think that someone else would be better for this project that they're doing, which is creating young stars and organizing a younger core of this team. The other thing that you have to decide is what's the future of not only Paul Goldschmidt, who's going to be a free agent, you have to assume he's gone, Matt Carpenter, who's probably going to retire. More important things, what's the future of Sonny Gray, Nolan Arenado, Wilson Contreras? Are they going to be all on board with this also? And then, you know, how do you sell tickets to this? How do you create excitement about this to your fan base? If you're going to tell them that Mozeliak and Marmol are coming back next year and they're going to be, as we said, under contract and back, then how do you explain to the Cardinals that you are to fans that you are changing as an organization?
Changing anything.
I've said this many times. This is a very important day for the Cardinals. They have got to be clear. They've got to be transparent. And they have to get the fans on board with them, and that will not be easy. This will be a very difficult task for them because of what's happened up until now. So, you know, they are in a transition. This is a new era for them starting today. Now, why do I think that some fans will like it? Because some fans have been saying for a long time, this team is going nowhere. I mean, they just keep patching and patching and patching something that used to be their strong suit. The Cardinals used to be the franchise that everybody thought had the greatest prospects. Boy, they always crank out stars every single year. Well, they have not done this, Mark, for like 10 years.
Yeah.
They've not been a power in a long time.
All right.
So they've got to figure this thing out. That's what's going to happen today.
I don't know. I'm going to be in the, you know, cynic category there, probably. If Ford tells me we're coming out with a new Mustang next year, they can show me a picture of it. I know what it's going to look like. I don't think I'm going to have that good grasp of what this is going to look like coming out of this
that
news
one
conference. That's going to be hard for them to get butts back in the seats based on the fact that we're going to pump up our minor league system and start developing talent more. And that's a long-term project.
It just doesn't seem like
a big change. I want to know you're going to spend millions of dollars next year and bring in some big, fresh, new faces and win.
They better be ready for a message for this fan base because the fan base is upset. So they better be able to explain this well, and it's very important for them. Now, once they do this and explain it today, then I'd like to react to that. But at this point, you know, with all of this, like, what is this? They appear to be this, and they this, and that. Like, get the microphones in front of them. No more of this, you know, let's be patient. We have a plan. Don't worry. Let's be patient. No, everyone's impatient. So get in front of the mic. Let's hear what they have to say and then react to that. I think it's a huge day for them in terms of PR. Massive day for them, actually.
And you're going to carry it on KMOX at 2?
Of course, yes. We'll have it at 2, and then we'll react to it.
Is it DeWitt and Mo?
I'm expecting it's going to be DeWitt, Mo, and perhaps Heimblum. I'm not sure if he'll be the third person up there, but certainly the questions right now should be and will be directed at Bill DeWitt and John Mozeliak.
Yeah, good. Do we run you out of time here?
I do have to interview John Hackworth, coach here, 8:45. But anything else you want to talk about?
I think that's good, brother.
I'm all good.
It
was a great win
I'm
for
just
the Cats.
Poking you a little bit because if somebody mentioned on Facebook that they were upset on the rankings of college football, they thought Kentucky should have made it into the top 25. They were surprised Indiana.
How close are you? You should be pretty close. That's a nice win. I mean, a really great win
over Ole Miss. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was big. Huge. That was huge.
The only problem is your other wins aren't great.
I know. And the losses sucked, too.
The Georgia thing was awesome, but you ended up with an L. Yeah,
it's an L. That's all they remember.
But a great win over Ole Miss. I should have texted you after that.
That's
great
right.
win over
I was pretty
Ole Miss.
Excited.
All right, I probably should go.
All right. See you, Tom Ackerman. We appreciate that great explanation of what the Cardinals are going to try to sell to their fans today. I'll listen in because I want to hear it. I want to know what the plan is.
You think there's more pressure on the Blues because fans were so just sad about this last season that it's like, all right, Blues, come on. And I know I don't think this is going to be the season for the Blues. It doesn't sound like it's going to be. Even Tom kind of said that. He's like, I don't think they're going to be a Stanley Cup contender. But
thinks they'll make the playoffs.
He thinks they'll make the playoffs, but they're not going to go very. Yeah. But it seems like there's going to be more pressure. Like, come on. We need to rally behind this team now. It's up to you, Blues.
So much of it is perception. The perception, and show me something.
Trying.
Show me something mm-hmm. I can see.
Yes,
like a new,
like going out,
multi-million-dollar player that you brought in who's done really well somewhere else.
And one of those players that they brought in scored the other night.
To compliment Sonny Gray and some of the things you added this year, let's build on that next year. I think they can. They can do that. They surely got the money to do that, for sure. If they want to get 3 million butts back in the seats, they're going to have to do that, aren't they?
Get more at 971talk.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like
what
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.